Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this 19th day of, January, right?
Yeah.
Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning. You ready to look on the other side of the glass? Mm-hmm. And a good morning to all you first responders and emergency essential workers from Ellenwood.
Oh, yeah, now. Look at that smile.
I told you.
Ellenwood.
Ellenwood. Yeah. I got her twice as well. I got Dolly Parton. I got Ellenwood mentioned. Yeah. I'm getting, and she got some suckers.
Yeah, which part of Ellenwood, though? You got Ellenwood almost. It's like it sits in a situation where it's a little bit DeKalb County. I know some people live in Ellenwood, but this technical for them is Henry County. And then Clayton County. It's like that little corner right
there. Yeah, Sam, let me tell you about Ellenwood. Right. See, because it's an unincorporated community. As in those communities that you mentioned, in Clayton, Henry, Rockdale, too. You forgot about that.
Rockdale,
yeah, and DeKalb counties in the community southeast of Atlanta. And it's just, you know, it's the 19th largest community in Georgia. Did you know that?
Yeah.
According to the last census.
Wow.
So there you go.
It covers a whole lot of different areas over there.
In fact, it was first inhabited back in 1830.
1830.
Yeah, they only had one Krispy Kreme then. Anyway.
And a traffic light.
Yeah.
There we go.
Karen Pastain is going to be joining us a little bit. Got a fresh casting call out there. Going to talk about money in front of, but I'm going to direct you for the next little bit about consider what's going on behind the camera. And we will talk about, but obviously it begins in with what's going on in Los Angeles, and people are moving their projects here to Georgia. So, again, we will talk about that on this 19th day, which is National Popcorn Day, according to Mr. Crenshaw.
And not according to me, according to what I was saying, National. And, you know, it doesn't take much for me when it comes to popcorn.
Yeah.
Not at all. And we have a lot of popcorn-worthy events going on.
Yes, we do. And Noel, speaking of which, got me back into popcorn a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The river of popcorn.
She got my candy cane things I gave her.
Hey, there we go. She's all right. She's all good. All good. Well, you know what, folks? It is the King Holiday weekend, and so many different events take place annually here in our community. And as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but it's become a big weekend for basketball. We know that the Hawks will play their game tomorrow. The NBA has made a big day of this. College basketball, I think Morehouse is playing in Washington against Howard tomorrow, something special. But then here locally, there are an awful lot of high school events. And one of the big ones that takes place each and every year is at Holy Innocence Episcopal School. Big event. And, man, we figured it'd be great to catch up with their coach this morning, Coach Nicole Dixon, the girls' coach at Holy Innocence, who really helps to bring this event together once again this year. And she joins us now. I think she's at an airport waiting to get on a plane. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Coach.
Good morning. Yeah, I am in Boston in an airport. Excited to be on today.
Well, excited to have you on. You know, may we ask why are you in Boston?
Yeah, took a red eye Friday night after our girls' basketball game and got a chance to see our Holy Innocence boys compete against St. Joseph's and number 16th team in the country. And our boys, our boys nearly got a win. I mean, we lost by four, competed hard. Was so much fun to watch our kids compete, and just a really good group of young men we've got.
So talk about the importance of that, you know, in this time of year, because we're really getting ready to get locked down into region play, but to still get the competition from other parts of the state and other parts of the nation, what that does for your teams as you look forward to playoff time.
Oh, it's huge for our young men, and also for the energy around them with their parents and family and siblings. And so it was a phenomenal weekend at Hoop Hall, and you know, our kids got to see the birthplace of basketball. I know that they loved that, and got to go see Jaylen Brown, a Native American or Native Atlantan, and because Mario Mays coached him over there at Wheeler, and
Wheeler, yep.
Got to be at the game last night, and it was interesting enough. We were playing Atlanta, so
yeah. So you got to see the Hawks take down the Celtics last night.
Oh, we're jealous.
Oh, man, what was that like, huh?
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. Trae Young did a really good job. I mean, he passed the ball really, really well when it was his time to, you know, score off his floaters, you know, signature shots. He did, and but it went down to the wire. I mean, it was an amazing game. We were – me and my athletic director, courtesy of Coach Mays and Jaylen Brown, we were sitting center court watching it, and our young men were up in a box, and that was pretty cool. Environment was insane.
Coach Nicole Dixon joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yeah, I'm curious about this because we hear from grown folks all the time talking about the next generation, how they don't know their history or don't appreciate it the way others have. But do in your estimation, do these young kids understand the significance of playing games on the holiday coming up tomorrow and just everything that surrounds it?
I think they do, you know, especially at our school. I mean, we've talked a lot about Dr. King, his legacy, what it means to be a part of the Atlanta culture and the rich history, the civil rights and how that's continuing. And, you know, our young people, they look forward to this event. And when we bring other teams in, they do as well. And I think it's important as adults, especially as parents and mentors of these young people, that it's actually our responsibility to teach them and tell them the history and give them some opportunities to give back themselves.
Yep. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Coach Nicole Dixon. And she is social. You can find her at capital H-I Lady Bears, capital H-I Lady Bears, to find out what goes on with Holy Innocence. You got a great lineup coming up, and one team that jumps off the page to me is Dr. Phillips, all the way from Orlando, that they're coming to play, that the girls are coming to play tomorrow against Hebron Christian. This should be a fantastic game, but quite a showcase to have a team come from that far away to be a part of your event.
Absolutely. Coach Jones is head coach at Dr. Phillips, and he does a great job. And he and I met 2 years ago in Florida. We went down there, and I invited him up to our Scholastic Live event that we host in Georgia in June. And he came and competed against some of our teams in Atlanta and wanted to come back. So we're excited, and we, you know, next year should be even a bigger one. We had a couple of schools that just couldn't quite fit in their schedule, but they're excited to be here. And Liberty Magnet on the boys' side, coming all the way from Louisiana, they're excited. They just got into town today.
That's fantastic, fantastic action. You're going to have two gyms going, the main gym, the Duncan gym. Play starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and games just continue throughout the day. There are a number of things. I know you usually have some exhibits, usually have some other things that honor Dr. King that take place during the day. You have those things in place this time?
Yes, sir, we will. And when you walk in the gym, there's, you know, huge banners put up just remembering Dr. King in both gyms. Got a DJ going. We will have this year we've got recordings of his mountaintop speech. We've got Kevin Stiles and his gospel choir coming to sing the National Black Anthem, and that'll be happening at three different games. So we're excited to make it go beyond basketball and really commemorate the life and legacy of Dr. King.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we just want you to come on with us this morning. I know you're at the airport getting ready to fly back. We appreciate you taking some time to let us know about the event coming up tomorrow. And looking forward, it's always very well run. Like you said, you're going to see some of the top boys and girls basketball teams really in the state in action. We got like defending state champions that are going to be playing in games over there tomorrow. So you want to make sure and check it out. And best of luck with it.
Thank you, Coach.
Safe travels on
yes,
the way back.
Yes, yes.
And look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. That's Coach Dixon. Great event that takes place.
How'd you get tickets to the Celtics game last night? That's like a hard
You
ticket.
Know what I mean?
I mean, in Boston,
and you know, you're up there with a basketball team. So people did a little work there.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did some work. Other high school notes. One that we mentioned a lot here on the station this week, that Ed Reed, pro football Hall of Famer, is going to be an assistant coach, offensive coordinator at Chamblee High School here in town.
What?
Yes, Chamblee High School, Ed Reed.
What?
Yes. Young people are going to get to learn.
I mean, I'm just saying what, because I believe you, but what?
Yeah.
We got a Hall of Famer over there off of Shallifer Road there off of 85.
That's where he's going to be.
Give me an autograph and a picture.
Well, he's going to be over there.
He might punch me in the face, though.
No, he won't. Well, he's there. His son is on the team. Matter of fact, there's several former Ravens whose sons are on the team at Chamblee. Jamal Lewis' son is also on the team.
He's also, Jamal Lewis' kids also are actors.
Yeah. Oh, you mentioned that.
Yes, they
are. Yeah. So they that's something to look forward to this season. And when he gets out there for spring practice, it's going to be interesting to see how some people react to him being out there. It's going to be a lot of people say, "Well, why is he doing it?" Well, first of all,
he can do what he wants to do.
He gets to spend some more time with quality time with his son. Obviously, we've seen an example of that, and out in Colorado, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to spend some time with that. And also, but think about the other young people on that team and what they're going to get to learn from being around someone who's played the game at that level and achieved that. And some people say, well, what's up with the NFL guys doing that? Atlanta, folks, for people who don't know, Atlanta has probably the largest population of retired NFL players.
Yep.
Outside of maybe South Florida. But we may have more than South Florida because of the airport.
Well, the airport,
because of the airport.
They might help us because of the taxes. They want to keep some of that NFL money.
Maybe so, but I think a lot of live here because of the airport. Mm-hmm. Whatever city they played in, they can be back there whenever they need to and still live here. So we have a very large, thriving population of retired NFL in town. So, many of them are already involved in coaching at the different schools, and maybe this will encourage others to get involved as well. So that's something we watch to see. I know a lot of school systems welcome that. And, he's getting an opportunity to do it. I think he still has a head, long-term version of being a head coach eventually. But what better way to get into it and get involved with the other side of the ball? Because a lot of people say, why is he offensive coordinator? Because he's a defensive guy. Well, this is high school. Everybody's learning.
Not only that, you can't evolve. There was a dude named Tony Dungy who played defense for back there in the day with the Steelers and had a pretty good offensive mind when it came to Peyton Manning.
Right. That's the thing. To spend some other time on the other side of the ball, I think just makes him more well-rounded for what he may have down the road as well. So that was some big news this week, along with a lot of movement. Well, high school head coaches, people moving around. Marietta's hired a new coach. He's coming from Florida. He went out of state to get a new high school coach down there. Daniel Williams, Boone Williams, who's been the coach at Langston Hughes, takes the job at Northside Warner Robins this week. So we got a lot of people that are just things that are moving as far as high school.
Why would that be the case?
Well,
if not going out of state, moving in within state, but bouncing around at the various high schools, is there a reason for that?
When you talk, and we've had an influx of coaches from Florida come into Georgia, and one thing they say is the support for the school within the communities with the school is different from what they have in Florida. Do you have a lot of talented players in Florida? Yes. If you go and look a region or a sectional from top to bottom, it wouldn't be as strong. The one in Florida wouldn't be as strong as the one in Georgia. They were saying that, you know, you're going to have better competition all the way down, and just the support you get with it, and some little
cash. Got a little bit of, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's the reason why you see a lot of coaches from Florida looking for opportunities. And when one finds out about one, they get on the phone and call another, hey, we got this one, you might want to. Because I asked
meet me down at the Waffle House.
Right, because I asked a couple of coaches about that, one that was from Florida that landed at another location in the state. So how you found out about this? Well, you know, I know this coach, and we used to be together down in Florida, and he's in Georgia now, and he found out about the opening. I said, how you think this job is? Take it. You want to come up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, there's an influx of coaches coming from Florida to Georgia. And
all right.
We welcome them, but they better come on and
you
be
better
ready.
Hurry up.
Yep.
wait till Tuesday. Give me some hotel rooms open before you come and stay and do some. Listen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm talking to the audience right now.
Audience. You know, can I remind people of something?
Well, you better do it quick because we got to go.
You know, we talk about we have big events in town.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a big event in town.
Right.
Just a little advice for you. You know, if you can hold off on buying merchandise, and I don't want the people to get mad at me. If you can hold off on buying merchandise, if you don't have to get it today.
Oh, right. You're saying, yeah.
If you can wait till like Wednesday, Thursday, they'll have all that stuff in one location.
Yep.
And polos will be $10.
Yeah,
you know,
you're right.
I'm just saying that's right. When the Super Bowl was here,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you didn't go out and buy the shirts, if you don't have to go buy the shirts today, now if you leave in town, you need to get one. Go ahead and get one. But if you can be around here till Wednesday, Thursday, and because mm-hmm. what's going to happen is everything in the hotels,
markdown,
everything in the venue, they all going to gather it. They're going to dump it in one place.
We don't know that place yet, though.
When we find out where that place is, I put it on my social media because I want you to go get the bargains.
All right.
Know what I mean? So just remember.
Congratulations.
And look at Noelle. Noelle,
she knows what's
Noelle,
up.
She knows
we
all
don't do
about
that during
that, right?
Casting call. We can do a little Noelle's World and casting call together.
Yeah.
As we move into the next segment and get ready to bring on Karen Pestana,
yeah.
I say congratulations to you. I'm speaking and doing a show with an award winner. We will talk about that in the next segment. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 19th day of January. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. We're going to be back with you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we will.
We'll be back down there at the World Congress Center.
Mm-hmm.
We're the opening act for the national championship, and everybody who's coming to town and just, and Sam.
We're going to get a look at Fan Central. you know, which is like, well, when you, if you're around for the Super Bowl, like the NFL experience, mm-hmm. you're going to come in a lot of interactive things, exhibits. You're going to get to meet some players that are there, former players that are there for autographs, and it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's the best part. We want people to know that some of you can't get a ticket, and there are a whole lot of you out there that can't get them. I've seen the prices. That you can come down out and take part in some events taking place, and Fan Central.
I ran the
is one of them.
The major when we had the NCAA Final Four here,
mm-hmm.
I think it was 07, something like that. And I got booked to work the Fan Fest, and I was the guy who was like everything that happened on the court.
Okay.
Main court.
Right. Okay.
So I was down there for that. It's been a minute. Those things are fun, and looking forward to it. But anyway, it is time to go. We're not going down under. We're going to talk about what's going on down under.
Yep.
We're going up.
Yeah. But she's wide awake. She's been awake all week. I don't know when she's going to sleep. She's been awake all week, man.
Yeah, you guys do. I listen. I'm gonna have to just, you know, back up 10 yards and punt when it comes to getting up at 3 in the morning and watching a tennis match. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. So that's why I'm glad I have you two here. Karen, family, she's a family member. She's got her own vocal and music, and we bring her on here. We don't talk to her enough, and thank you, as always, Karen, for getting up. And Sam,
she's already awake.
No, okay.
That's right. Sleep is for the week during the Australian Open.
There you go.
Plus, you guys been watching You Know Who this morning, and Sam made me watch him, and I'll let y'all take it from here.
Karen, of course, he's talking about Novak Djokovic, who won again today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know if you guys were paying attention. He kind of passed on doing his post-match interview with Jim Courier Channel 9 in Australia. And the reason why he did so, a couple of days ago, one of Channel 9's reporters, Tony Jones, he was out in, I guess, in the tournament near a bunch of Djokovic fans cheering. And he basically kind of made fun of them, and he called Djokovic overrated and a has-been, which I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So, of course, Djokovic got wind of that, but more than anything, he was upset that he mocked his fans. And he just got out of his news conference so many minutes ago, maybe half an hour ago, mm-hmm. basically saying, that's why I did not do my, you know, on-court interview afterwards. It's like, apparently he told the tournament director, if you want to find me, go ahead, but no one's disrespecting my fans this way. And he wants an apology from Channel 9.
Shut up.
Yes.
Just shut the... At this point, y'all, you know how I am about him. He's low-hanging fruit. I don't even bother. I got somebody else, though, who got me interested, who is doing exactly what he's doing without trying. I'm in love right now. I can't wait till she plays again. Danielle Collins.
Okay.
I can't wait till she plays again. Talk to me about Danielle. And she is embracing the black hat, which is what the sport needs.
Yeah, well, Dan, in all honesty, I really think she went overboard the other night. Well, she was, for one thing, she was playing a native Australian, and all those Australians, they're pretty boisterous, you know, supporting their own and all that. But to go off and basically, you know, telling the fans to kiss her butt
and you're paying
doing
for my
all
vacation.
These things,
you're paying for my vacation.
Yeah, that was that paying for my vacation, my luxury hoax mm-hmm. with my girlfriends and whatnot. I mean, that was a bit uncalled for. But this is her last. Well, last year was supposed to be her last year playing as a pro. Mm-hmm. This year, she said this is her last year playing as a pro, so she probably won't be in Australia again.
We can get her at the French, and we can get her at Wimbledon, and we can get her at the U.S. Open here. Now, if she pops off in New York, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, but I kind of doubt she would pop off in New York, but yeah, you never know. It's so funny, too, because I remember when she first played the U.S. Open, because she won the NCAA championships twice, once when she was at University of Virginia and the other at Florida, and she was totally laid back and quiet and whatnot, because I interviewed her. So it's so funny to see how all of a sudden she's so boisterous as a pro. I think the higher rank she became, the more boisterous she became. But anyway,
she's ready for some NIL when she retires. She's going to get a job. She'll be up in the booth someplace. God bless her, because the tennis needed it. Now listen, Madison Keys knocked her out. She's been a much better player throughout her career. But this week, we're talking about the person who makes noise as opposed to another American women's tennis player ascending. And what does Madison Keys look like to you as far as, you know, what she may end up doing in this tournament?
Well, for her, it's a matter of, I guess, control. I mean, she has some of the most powerful shots there are in the women's game. It's control. It's, I hate to use this word, mindset. I hate using that word because it's so overused. And, you know, she recently got married in November. So you never know. Maybe that's been a calming effect on her play. I mean, we'll see. I mean, she's in a little bit of a different place. You know, it's just not like she's a kid coming into the sport. So, you know, I guess you have to look at it as, I have a chance to win a major. You know, I have to stay level and get my shots in and so on and so forth. So, you know, we'll see with her. We'll see.
We'll see, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Always great to spend some time with her, with Karen Pestana. And she is social. You can follow at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. American men. Got some guys who are moving on and continuing to play, but maybe not the folks we expected, at least not one of them. And, you know, with Fritz out, with Tiafoe out, we still got Ben Shelton coming up. And Lerner Tien, my goodness.
I know.
19 years old.
Yeah,
talk
the
about
kids,
these guys.
The kids are coming up. The kids you don't expect are coming up. I've been impressed with Mitchelson and Tien, and, of course, Fonseca, who, although not American, did so well coming ahead of time with the ATP Next Gen stuff. But Lerner Tien, oh my goodness, he's a qualifier and he's played so much tennis already. And he's just Mr. Mellow, level-headed guy, you know, getting the shots in. And, you know, I mean, he's not tall. I mean, what if he's like 5'11", I guess, 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
But, you know, he's getting it done. I mean, it's all gravy, as they say, with him moving along.
Yeah, thoughts about this match with Shelton and Monfils, and what are we seeing with Monfils? He knocks out Fritz. This guy's 38 years old. I'm always been so torn with him throughout his career because of his athletic ability, one of the best athletes on tour, who really didn't seem to give a care about winning a major championship, but putting on a great show. But here he
is. It's true.
Right?
It's so true. He's, in fact, in one of his news conferences, he talked about the fact that he's taking some of his calmness from his wife, Alina Svitolina, because she's pretty calm on course. She's not showboaty or demonstrative. And maybe he's taken some of that, because he didn't do any showboating in the match until at the end of the match when he did the dance on court. So, you know. But Monfils, I looked at that match and I thought, why didn't he play this way during his career? He would have. I mean, not that he has had a bad career. He hasn't.
He has a very nice bank account and everything. His portfolio is fantastic, and maybe that's the other part. He's made great money. But the thing of it is, he came along during the same time as the big three or the big three and a half. And it seems like when he was ever in a tournament with those guys, it seemed like he didn't want to summon up that extra thing to compete with them. He just seemed like he didn't care to do that.
It's true. Maybe it's because now he's closer to the end of his career that all of a sudden he's kind of mellowed out and concentrating more and focusing more. It's going to be interesting, this match with Shelton, because the Aussie crowd is totally going to be behind Monfils, because, you know, he's totally the underdog in this. And Shelton is going to have to really focus. Because, you know, Monfils, watching Monfils out ace Taylor Fritz, of all people, I was shocked. but and Shelton, Shelton's going to have to really be error free and really concentrate and don't be careless with his play to get past Monfils. This is going to be a tough one. I think this is going to be a 5-set match, this one.
They're saying this is going to start at 11:10. It probably won't start till midnight. I won't be able to watch it because I got to meet Greg at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning downtown. So I'm going to get a chance to watch it.
And we got to get off of this. But you know, listen, before we let you go, Karen, I'm sitting next to an award winner. Sam got himself an award. Would you share, Mr. Crenshaw, with Karen and the rest of our audience, what you received?
We're going to give a shout-out to everyone that was in town from USTA Southern Section at the annual awards. They had the annual meeting is in Atlanta this weekend, and they had the awards yesterday, and they presented me with the Mark Kaplan Media Excellence Award.
Oh, congratulations.
So I received that from the Southern Section. So I appreciate that very much, that recognition. You know, you have people who volunteer for tennis, and as I said yesterday, I'm in a room full of difference makers, game changers, and then me. I'm like, what am I doing?
Everybody knows you, though. Everybody does.
Listen, we're going to have to extend his mantle because he's got an award. It seems like every couple of months he comes in here with a new award. Karen, listen, get some sleep at some point. When do you guys?
Right?
Y'all got to get some sleep watching this Australian Open.
After next weekend.
All right, we'll be in touch with it.
Yep.
Karen, as always, thank you, and have
a
wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Karen Persana, Tennis Panorama. Coming up, we're getting to this 8 o'clock hour. Caleb Johnson's going to talk about that Hawks big win up in Boston. Got some more NFL talk and a casting call. Going to let you know where some money is out there. And Noel got something top of mind that we have to address. That's all coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Sam and Greg on this 19th day of January. Got some NFL talk. We got to get back to what was going on in these playoffs yesterday and what is around the corner. Falcons made themselves a new hire. We'll talk about that. Caleb Johnson is going to join us, talk about Hawks' big win up in Boston and just news around the NBA. This thing came out in 84. I would have bet your mortgage that this thing hit number one, this song.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't. It peaked at like...
Never at all?
No! In
How
fact,
this miss being number one?
It peaked at 9.
Yikes.
This is the day... It went no higher than 9 on this date.
It seemed like we heard that so much on the radio.
And
in television commercials, this song has shown up all over the place.
That catalog being sold. Just amazing to me. And then you talk about, you know, the people that out there that have catalogs and music catalogs and trying to sell them there, which, by the way, will lead me into a conversation, or not a conversation, but just a thought I had when we were talking about the Kansas City game. And Travis Kelce just, you know, he showed up. The Travis Kelce showed
Nobody's
up.
Beating them dudes. Nobody's beating those guys.
Listen,
I mean, and you know how I get with certain teams and whatnot when
I'm like,
what's the point? After seeing that yesterday, man's falling down. And what's the point, man?
We all learned during the time.
A lot of people on social media scream that they're being coddled by the officials.
They are. They do get some calls.
A lot of people say they're being coddled by the officials. And we got to see that personally.
That's right.
When the Falcons faced them, right?
They wouldn't have had to go through what they went through at the end of the season had they made that call correctly when they were here.
So, you know, so there is a little something to that. But my goodness, man. When you know, and they hadn't played a game in almost a month.
Everybody
and played,
got,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just all falls together right here at Money Time. It's just, like I said, what's the point?
Well, they showed.
We're going to have these other games today. Enjoy the games today and whatnot. But man, this thing's a wrap. It is, man. When you see what you saw yesterday, you're like, ain't nobody beating these guys.
So you don't figure there's nobody in the NFC left that can go up.
Ain't nobody going to beat these
dudes in Washington are playing like when Patrick Mahomes got that first one. Nobody expected it around the corner.
Yeah.
And they got this kid.
He's playing with house money.
Yeah. And
you know what I mean?
Jaden Daniels is playing like, why not us?
Great.
And that could happen.
Great.
That could happen. Somebody getting fined. Anyway, that is all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to turn things over to John Fricke coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. I brought this up for a reason. Oh, because they kept showing pictures of, obviously, Taylor Swift, right?
Yeah.
But she had different people sitting with her.
She had Caitlin Clark.
She had one of the shots when
What's
it wasn't
she doing
her parent.
There?
Well, this is what popped into my head.
When you're making that kind of cash.
The famous conversation that took place in the early 80s when Michael Jackson's solo career was blowing up. And he got to do a couple records with Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
And he sat Paul down and says, okay, what do I do with all this money? I got a feeling that was kind of the conversation or a form of it yesterday. She could sit down and have a conversation with Taylor Swift about what did you do with all yours? Caitlin Clark is sitting next to the right person for that.
So oh, yeah.
That's what made me think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I doubt she's going to say, I'm going to buy all your music, like Michael told McCartney, and then went and did it. Listen, I'm going to tell you about the jobs that are in front of the camera this week during casting call, which is what I've been doing. I'm coming up on an anniversary.
Okay.
February 15th.
February 15th.
Is not the date that I started the casting call. It was a year before that, but that's when I started on Good Day.
Okay.
It was a February 15th, and I remember it happened a week after I got all my molars pulled.
Mm-hmm.
All at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't sounding like Brando from The Godfather then, but I'd started it February 15th. I'll always remember that. So I want to let you know about those jobs in front of the camera, but I'm going to focus on the other stuff. But let me just start off by telling you, there's not a lot right now. There's a transition going on. You've heard talking about it, and we'll get into what's going on in Los Angeles and how this state will benefit from that financially. But for this week, Rose Lock Casting, they got a project, DTF St. Louis. Now, this, what that stands for, you're going to go look it up. But basically, it's Jason Bateman, his project, and they are looking for fit females for a feature role, looking for men and women to play cops, and a photo double in Little Leaguers. Okay? Those are all needs. You'll see them all broken down on the casting call, which you can see at 929thegame.com/casting call, or you can also see it right now if you're on X at Get Cast with Greg. Along with, as I scroll down here a little bit, Casting Tailor Made is doing a project called Rolling Loud. And they're still casting. Started this a couple weeks back. But basically, they have a couple music festival concert scenes, and they need folks to be a part of this. So this is going to shoot between the end of this month, the 31st, through March 2nd on various dates. They're going to have various musicians show up, they put on a concert, and they need people to be out in the audience.
Okay, okay.
So it's one of those 18 to 35 years old. They're going to shoot it out there in Fayetteville.
Okay.
Stop by Mr. Ross's house, say hello, a cup of sugar, something like that. But
watch out for the, what's some things he has running around out there?
You mean livestock?
Yeah.
With the, I don't know exactly
bison,
what
the bison.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch out for the bison.
So you will see the breakdown on the casting call for Casting Tailor Made Rolling Loud. Again, I just urge you to go if you are looking to get in front of the camera for some of these jobs. As they pop up here, the casting directors will post them. There's some that happen that they post that happen like right away or they'd be obsolete tomorrow. I didn't want to put those on the casting call that'll sit here for a week or so where you can go back and look and see because they're going to start casting it down the line. But they post stuff on a regular basis. During this slow period, they got to keep the doors open, right? So then maybe doing a commercial in Chattanooga, maybe doing something down in Macon. So go, and I have the list of the casting directors. You can just go to their social media pages, check things out. If you find something, whether it's one of these job opportunities I just mentioned or something else, I have a generic version of how to submit yourself, which will work for any of the casting directors, and just more information about what to do, how to go about it, how to take your pictures. All of that stuff is there. Having said that, I mentioned this to you last week.
Yes.
I was up here during the week, and people have been asking me these questions, wanting to know what's going on. I've talked to various people at production houses. I've gone to – I'm not going to mention their names, but I've been over to various places I've gone and done auditions at, casting houses. And they use – some of them have the list of the upcoming commercials they're casting. And in January, usually they have one, maybe two, at most three. But because of what's going on in California, they had a list of seven or eight. And I don't mean, you know, little podunk mom and pop shops here. I'm talking national brands that were going to be shot out in Los Angeles that are now coming to Georgia. There are productions in discussions now to locate places to come and shoot in this state, whether it's sound stages at the various studios or locations. You're going to shoot some rural stuff that you were going to do out in California? Well, go south of Macon. You're going to shoot some beach stuff out there on the coast, you know you can go to Savannah. Now, if you got to have those mountains We have some mountains here, but to get what you normally would get in Los Angeles, you're going to have to be, you know, in a soundstage or one of the studios where you can incorporate CGI, obviously. But we have it all here. But, man, Sam, as I talk about this,
yeah.
I feel like them knuckle-draggers used to hear about, mainly in New York, back, this started, I guess, well, I don't know when it started, but it happened decades ago, where there were those people who were looking for really nice Manhattan apartments, and to find them, they would go check the obituaries.
Yeah, whoa.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel kind of like that as I talk about how Georgia's going to benefit from the tragedy of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be the case.
Yeah.
You know, those projects have to be completed. Say what you will about the Netflixes and the Disneys and the Prime Videos and whoever puts on original programming, whoever they are, they've made commitments with these production companies to deliver. And they feel horrible about the fires. But now calls are being made going, excuse me, y'all said you're going to deliver this by March. This is where the business of show business kicks in. And people got to understand that. And so I sit here and I talk about this and I say that maybe this is a good time, instead of me pointing out just the ones in front of the camera, the job opportunities in front of the camera, let me talk to those of you who I talk to regularly anyway, but really stress the point for those who have a skill set that lends itself to being on a crew. Those of you who do whatever it is. And when I think about a movie crew, as Steven Spielberg famously said, if you ever get stuck on a desert island, you want to get stuck on there with a film crew because you got pretty much everybody you can think of. I mean, even if you got to sue somebody, you got lawyers there, right? But you have every, you know, doctors, lawyers, cooks, everything you need. And you have mechanics, you have carpenters, you have, you know, if you're a little vain, they got people who can make you look pretty. They got, you know, makeup artists, all of that. So if you do any of those jobs, you want to start off at Georgia.org, and I walk you through how to find where they post the job opportunities for crews who are going to need people. And with the projects that are going to be coming here to this state, no matter where in the state, again, 159 counties, all camera ready. So wherever they go, they may need crews. They may need bodies. And it's not just those, if you will, blue-collar ones that I mentioned. They accountants. You know, like I said, everything you can think of. So I say this, what's the word you use right here? Reverently. Reverently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I just want to let you know about these opportunities.
A great deal of reverence.
Thank you.
Yes.
That I point you toward Georgia.org on the casting call and follow the directions to find out when, if, you know, they're going to be posting job opportunities for crew members. But this is what I'm going to be mentioning to those of you out there during the casting call. And again, if you got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. Why, you showing me a beautiful picture of you right now.
No, it's not me.
Who
that's the sports rep.
Oh, okay.
Why you doing his new gig.
Okay. Well, the audience can't see that, and you just stopped me from my...
We had him on several weeks ago, and we talked about how he's at a new job, TV.
Yes, he does. He looks smooth.
Yep, you know what I mean? That, and of course, he's the minister now. He's still minister at his church. He's going to be, you know, preaching this morning, but he is also doing his gig down in Augusta, WJBF.
The two of you, when you take pictures, y'all look like brand new money.
Well,
that's how clean he is.
He's clean. He's a whole lot cleaner than me right
no,
now.
And
his new job down there. So we always love shouting out to him, and we appreciate him and congratulate him on that.
So anyway, again, Greg, yes, congratulations, Spurs. We've got to get him back on here soon,
yeah,
too.
Gabriel Stovall, we'll check back in.
Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. If you have any questions about any of this stuff here, you give me a shout. Noel, do we have a minute for you to come on here? I know there was something that you wanted to share with us. And I forgot, we've had so many things happen in just this short period of time here, starting with National Popcorn Day, but we were talking earlier, and I don't know if this had to do with Dolly or something that we were mentioning earlier, and it was in your wheelhouse, and I said, we'll do it during the casting call.
I have no idea, but shout out to Unrivaled. That was
fun.
Yeah,
how about that, right? Mm. It got started, right?
That was fun.
Angel Reese played, right?
Angel Reese played. No, that was great. Great. Ryan Howard looked like one of the top players in the league. That's all I know.
Yeah,
Ryan Howard went out there and gave him a 30-piece and ain't even drop a sweat. So, shout out to Ryan Howard. Shout out to the goggles. Alicia Gray was out there doing what she do, too, picking pop and shooting at the three. It's fun. I like it. It's high energy 3-on-3 basketball. And it's going to show players where their weaknesses are before the season started, because it was some players getting caught on them switches, boy. Alicia Gray, I see you.
I remember what it was. We're going to ask Noel. You accused her of not delivering on the news that we wanted to know about what happened with them UNLV players getting that 100 grand. And you said, well,
not the UNLV players, but the Las Vegas Aces players.
Oh, Las Vegas Aces, okay.
Las Vegas Aces, that just went away.
It did. I
asked him about this earlier. He goes, Noel was supposed to fight.
That just went away.
He put that on you.
They were getting
I got to go back and look at that again. It did just go away.
Extra 100 grand for everybody on the team, and all of a sudden that just vanished. I don't know what happened, man.
And if you Kate Martin, do I still get my 100 grand even though I got picked up in the expansion draft?
I don't know.
Am I still eligible?
That's very important. That's very important. Somebody needs to know about that.
I'm going to take you back, and we say a prayer for him today, but I think Noel would like to see. Well, I think she's cool with the present coaching staff, but before Raheem got here, I think you had a little soft spot for Dan Reeves.
Yeah.
And today would have been Dan Reeves' birthday.
Coach.
Yes, I am a fan of both Dans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. And so we lost him in 21.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. So anyway.
He's posthumously inducted into the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame this past year. Yeah. Yeah.
And what do we see? Michael Vick and Michael Strahan.
Into the College Football Hall of Fame this week. Coach Michael Vick, who's already got him a quarterback coming, I think, from South Florida. And guys from South Florida is transferring up to Norfolk State. Hmm. Watch out.
All right, watch out. You heard him. And today was the anniversary of the Tuck Rule game.
I remember that.
2002. New England, Oakland. Tom Brady. You talk about Patrick Mahomes getting cut. That was the original right there. It's Sam and Greg.
Ruin the Raiders and then buy a piece. What kind of stuff?
It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.